And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, February the 10th, 2011. It's the birthday of the novelist Mary McGarry Morris, born in Meriden, Connecticut, 1943, author of Songs in Ordinary Time, the playwright and poet Bertolt Brecht, born in Augsburg, Germany, 1898. Bertolt Brecht, a Marxist who regarded his plays as social experiments, did not want the audience to become emotionally involved with the story, rather to acknowledge the stage as a stage and the actors as actors and not as real people. With Hitler's rise to power in 1933, Brecht left Germany, moved to Denmark, then Sweden, Finland, journeyed across Russia, settled in Hollywood in 1941, as in Germany his books were burned and his citizenship was withdrawn. And it's the birthday of the Norwegian journalist Astny Seierstad, born in Oslo, 1970, best known for The Bookseller of Kabul, which came out in 2003, was a big bestseller. Astny Seierstad, who after college in Norway went to China to study Chinese, to Berlin to learn German, Moscow to work for a news agency, Belgrade to live in an artist's colony, also lived in Mexico, France, Italy. She became fluent in five languages and okay, as she puts it, in four more. She pretended to be a journalist so that she could interview an opposition leader in Russia in the early 90s, and then decided to become a journalist. She covered Russia's war on Chechnya, and after 9/11, she spent weeks in rural parts of Afghanistan with the commandos of the Northern Alliance, traveling in military vehicles, sleeping on stone floors and in mud huts. She rode into Kabul with the Northern Alliance in November 2001 and found a bookstore, a place owned by an elegant, gray-haired Afghan man, well-educated, who loved to talk about politics and writing. The man was passionate about books. He'd hid them from the Taliban. He'd gone to prison. He invited her to a meal with his family, and she decided to write a book about them. She lived with them for 3 months, and the book she wrote, The Bookseller of Kabul, was a huge success, except with the bookseller himself, who was not happy about the way he'd been portrayed, and he flew to Norway to denounce her and wrote his own book called Once Upon a Time, There Was a Bookseller in Kabul, about how a Norwegian troll visits Afghanistan and abuses his family's hospitality. Here's a poem for today by Ron Padgett entitled The Death Deal. Ever since that moment when it first occurred to me that I would die, like everyone on earth, I struggled against this eventuality, but never thought of how I'd die exactly until around 30, I made a mental list: hit by car, shot in head by random ricochet, crushed beneath boulder, victim of gas explosion, head banged hard in fall from ladder, vaporized in plane crash, dwindling away with cancer, and so on. I tried to think of which I'd take if given the choice, and came up time and again with, he died in his sleep. Now that I'm officially old, though deep inside, not old officially or otherwise, I'm oddly almost cheered by the thought that I might find out in the not-too-distant future. Now for lunch. The Death Deal by Ron Padgett from his collection How Long, published by Coffee House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.